Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Christmas celebrations have been severely dampened for many in the country as the cash crisis continues. Many failed to access their money from local banks today, meaning no luxuries for families this festive season.
I honestly don't believe that things are going to get any better. We would like to believe we have the capacity to finance ourselves out of this cash crunch, but the reality on the ground is that it doesn't seem to be possible.
Deputy Information Minister Supamandu Wanzira says negotiations with the Finance Ministry for a loan to help cash-strapped ZBC to pay outstanding salaries for employees are at an advanced stage.
I know that the ZBC workers have been always getting around $100 a month, which they have been using to go to work and commute between their homes and the offices in the last 6-7 months that they have not been paid.
And civil servant unions are disappointed that the government has failed to offer them a token salary increment as expected in the first meeting in over 2 years with government representatives today.
Thousands of people have failed to access cash in banks owing to liquidity constraints in the country, as some schools in Plumtree today distributed grocery vouchers to desperate teachers hard-pressed to buy Christmas goodies for their families. Some residents of Harare, Bulawayo, Plumtree, Bedbridge and Masingo told Studio 7 today that several banks ran out of money, though they were limiting cash withdrawals to between $50 and $250 per client. They said some customers did not manage to get money from banking halls and automated teller machines at indigenous banks such as Metropolitan, Allied and Kingdom Banks. A Kingdom Bank client, Melusi Moyo, who had just managed to withdraw what he called a pittance from the bank, tells the Studio 7's Gibbs Dube the situation is still chaotic in most banks a day before Christmas.
There's no cash and there are limits offline, so it's a little bit hard for Kingdom clients.
So how much was each client being given at Kingdom Bank?
250 per person.
And what did they tell you when you were getting that money?
What we were told is that we were only allowed to be given 250 due to the cash shortage which they are experiencing at the moment.
So now, what are you going to do with that kind of money?
It's a little bit hard because tomorrow is Christmas. They are closing. Their Zoom switch is not working. So it will be a little bit tight to make ends meet during the festive season.
And now what are you going to buy with that money?
A little bit of a grocery for the kids, some clothes, a quarter boutique.
Can we make an estimate of the number of people that may not get the money from Kingdom Bank?
There are more than 250. Because I was number 213 and there was a double number of those people behind me.
So what do you think is going to happen to them?
The situation is a little bit hard for them because I can foresee a situation where some families are going to spend the festive season without anything.
That was Melusi Moyo speaking with Studio 7's Gibbs Dube from Bulawayo.
Another bank customer, Trimon Bofu of Plumtree, says some private schools in the area were today distributing grocery vouchers to desperate teachers, while war veterans have also been left in the cold as their pensions were not deposited in their accounts by the government.
I feel that the Cape's bank, I found that there was a queue of people, something like 200 people, who were trying to assess their salaries, the pensioners. And then those people found that on their accounts there was no money. And then moving forward, they were told that they are supposed to come on the 27th of this month. Maybe, not exactly, maybe they are going to get something. But if I am looking on the situation on the ground, on what is happening, I think we are going back on the situation of 2008-2009.
And we are told that some teachers were given vouchers. Tell us a bit about this.
In a Plumtree school, the people were given the vouchers to access the groceries that can make something like $100. And then those people were told that you are supposed to buy the grocery that is $100, not less than $100. And then it was not their choice, but it was the employer's choice who say that they were supposed to get the grocery that can cost $100. And then as I'm talking around 3 o'clock, the people were stopped because they were refusing to check the groceries costing $100 and above.
That was Trimo Mpofu speaking with Studio 7 from Plumtree, Matabeleland and South Province. There was no official comment from the government on war veterans' pensions. John Mufukare, former president of the Employers' Confederation of Zimbabwe, says there's a lot of confusion on cash shortages in the country.
The cash problem is very bad. You get the queues and queues and queues at the banks, and there is hardly any retail activity at all. You would not believe that tomorrow is Christmas. It's just like it's any other day.
So, looking at the current situation, do you think that it is going to improve maybe after Christmas?
I would like to say yes, but I honestly don't see any reason for that at all. It's just a matter of faith, of hope. We are hoping things will be better after Christmas, but honestly, there is absolutely nothing on the ground to show that things will be better after Christmas.
So, can you give us a hint, really? What could be the other problems behind this?
I think it's the usual, really. Until the rest of the world has some faith in us and we are able to attract some foreign direct investment, I honestly don't believe that things are going to get any better. We would like to believe we have the capacity to finance ourselves out of this cash crunch, but the reality on the ground is that it doesn't seem to be possible.
That was John Mufukare, former president of the Employers' Confederation of Zimbabwe, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. The Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe and government say the cash shortages are caused by liquidity challenges due to lack of foreign direct investment, the shrinking industrial base, and other internal and external factors.